This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce.
Well, thank you very much, Dan, and good morning again, everybody. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trade. We gave the overnights, of course, at 8:49 Central Time. And current trade on the contracts as far as, well, let's take a look at the opening prices. For March wheat in Kansas City, the open price was 973, and that was up 6. May opened at 985, and that was up 7. The spring wheat for March opened at 1342, that was down 1. And May spring wheat at 1220 was down 1/4. March in Chicago, 926, opening up 3.5 today. May at 983, down 1. July at 864, down 2.25. December at 879, down 5. And July 09 corn, make that wheat. July 09 wheat opened at 838, down 4. Now to the corn pit. March opened at 495, down 3.5. May at 506, down 4.25. July at 515.25, down 3.5. September at 510.5, down 3.75. December at 507.25 was down 2.75 on the open. The March 09 contract opened at 513, down 4.5. And May 09, 518, down 5.25. Soybeans for March opening at 1270, down 5.75. May at 1287, down 7. July at 13 even, down 7.25. And the November contract at 1221 was down 8.25. January 09 soybeans opened at 1227, down 9. And the May contract at 1230 was down 7. Soybean meal for March opened at 340.50, and that was down 2.20. May contract at 346, down 1.70. March soybean oil, 53.15, down 31. The May contract at 53.72 was down 33 on the open. And as we take a look at the trade right now, we see the wheat contracts in Chicago trading anywhere from 7 to about 10.25 lower right now. The corn trading generally from 2.75 to about 4.25 lower. And the soybeans trading anywhere from, 5.5 to 7.75 lower. And let's bring Dan Zwicker online from Agrivisor Services in Bloomington. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, what are you seeing those opening numbers here?
Well, we did see a lower overnight trade. The market does feel a little heavy here, I think, on the last trading day of the month. I think we're seeing some long liquidation activity due to last week's wide swinging market. I think that's kind of maybe got a little people nervous. And the market, you know, has had a pretty good run since early December, so we are kind of working over some overbought conditions. Now, you know, the main focus continues to be outside market concern over this subprime mortgage sector, and it just seems like we've got a lot of things yet to come out. It's quite a mess. So the market is worried about that, and that's what's, you know, even with the interest rate cut, the stock market is still struggling. You know, the dollar took a pretty good hit yesterday, so it's kind of recovering a little bit. I think a lot of that might be end of the month short covering. But going back to specifically to the grains, we did have some pretty good export sales numbers, especially on corn, almost 1.9 million tons of corn. The bean number was kind of on the lower end of expectations, so that's kind of given beans kind of maybe a little weaker tone. But meal and oil were way above expectations. So demand still remains good in these commodities, but we're just kind of, I think, consolidating. The market has come off its lows here during the first 25 minutes of trade, and we'll kind of see how we finish out the day and tomorrow.
Okay, so what are you looking at with those oil prices down and the Dow down again this morning?
Well, that's, you know, what that is kind of signaling is that the market is worried about further economic slowdown, more recessionary pressures. And, of course, you know, if that is the case, then there will be less demand for oil, therefore prices of gasoline and oil and energy will come down. Then that spills on over into the ag commodity complex because ag commodities have an energy value priced into them. So if you so that's one thing that I think, you know, farmers have to kind of watch is you know, you kind of look at oil prices and that kind of gives you a clue as to how the grain market may perform that particular day. And being down a couple of dollars here, we're seeing some. But I think a lot of, you know, it's hard to read the markets the last couple of days of each month because you get into a lot of position squaring, either cutting losses or taking profits, and sometimes you get some mixed signals. So I think once today ends, the market maybe regroups a little bit tomorrow here on the first day of the new month. Next week, I think, is probably going to be a little more critical. But technically, the corn and soybean markets look heavy. They feel heavy, and that's kind of what the market is kind of showing us here today.
All right, Dan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Dan Zwicker will be back with Todd Gleason this afternoon on the closing market report, and we'll take a look at how things fared in the markets today.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's how the numbers look right now. March wheat in Kansas City, 959.5, down 7.5. July at 930, down 9. March wheat in Chicago at 914, down 8.5. The May contract, 928, down 11. July at 856, down 10.25. March corn, 494.5, down 4. May at 506.25, down 4. July, 515, down 3.75. December 08 at 507.25, down 2.75. March soybeans, 1266.5, down 9.25. May at 1283, down 11. July at 1297, down 10.25, and November at 1219, down 10.25. March soybean meal, 339.40, down 330. May at 344.50, down 320. March oil, 53.23, down 23. May at 53.87, down 18. February live cattle, 90.60, down 80. April at 93.77.5, down 75. January feeder cattle, 99.60. Down 5. March feeder cattle, 104.55, down 55. February lean hogs, 57.85, down 60. April, 65.62.5, down 47.5. And May at 73.35, down 80. February frozen pork bellies, 93 even, down 2.5. And currently that crude oil price for March at 230. Down 230 a barrel at 90.03, and April at 89.90, down 2.26. The dollar, 75.29, down 0.17. And the Dow Industrials on a 15-minute delayed quote here, down 87 at 12,355.5. Well, as we take a look at the lengthy weather details, and we urge you to stay tuned today as the weather system moves in and we have more precise details. We'll have some expanded weather programming as the day goes on, I'm sure. A winter storm warning will be in effect for the entire WILL severe weather coverage area from 6 this evening until noon on Friday, noon tomorrow. Winter weather advisory in effect for parts of west central Illinois from 6 this evening till noon tomorrow. It includes cities of Galesburg and Peoria. We'll have a snow advisory for parts of north central Illinois from 6 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning, and that includes DeKalb, Waukegan, and Ottawa. And a snow advisory for parts of far western Illinois from 6 this evening until 9 tomorrow morning, including the cities of Quincy and Macomb. A winter storm warning will be in effect for a large part of northeast, central, and southern Illinois starting at 6 this evening, running through noon tomorrow. It includes cities like Chicago, Kankakee, Pontiac, Bloomington, Decatur, Lincoln, Carlinville, and Effingham. And a heavy snow warning for a small portion of southern Illinois from 6 this morning until noon tomorrow includes the cities of Carbondale and Mount Vernon. And finally, a winter storm warning for the entire state of Indiana from about 7 this evening till 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. There you go. Meteorologist Scott Olthoff says, in Illinois today, cloudy with periods of snow showers and flurries, giving way to steady snow during the afternoon and evening. In Indiana, cloudy with periods of snow showers and flurries. And in far southern Illinois and far southern Indiana near the Ohio River, cloudy with periods of light snow, sleet, and freezing rain, and highs ranging from 20 in northwest Illinois to 35 in far south central Indiana. Tonight, northwest Illinois, cloudy, periods of light snow accumulations 1 to 3 inches. The rest of Illinois, periods of snow heavy at times, considerable blowing and drifting, accumulations by morning, 3 inches across western Illinois, up to 8 inches across parts of eastern Illinois. And most of Indiana, cloudy with snow, heavy at times, considerable blowing and drifting, accumulations by morning will range from 2 to 8 inches. And in far southern Illinois, there will be some periods of snow and sleet and freezing rain, accumulations of an inch or two. There you have it. Stay tuned throughout the day. We'll keep you updated on the weather. And you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications, the University of Illinois. 10 o'clock, Focus 580 host David Inch. What's up this morning?